steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Normally, formula changes on iconic products don't go down very well, right?
Yeah,
but
never.
Vegemite are being hailed as geniuses for their introduction of a gluten-free option.
I saw this.
Apparently tastes just like the original.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
That's exactly right. Send some round, Vegemite. Mm. That's what we're saying. We'll happily sample that for you. And bad news, on the other hand, for Chockey fans.
What is it? Oh, is this the Cadbury news?
Yeah. Cadbury are about to shrink the size of a block of chocolate again.
And make us pay the same price.
Yeah.
Not happy.
If we
Why would they do that?
If we will, because they can.
Is there a Chockey crisis?
Well, no,
is there a great Chockey?
Production costs. The old production.
Get the robots to make the chocolate.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
You realise it starts with chocolate and it finishes with us.
With us. Hello. Freaky food. Friday.
It's freaky food. Friday. And look, can I admit to have been a little bit excited about today's? I don't know why. Today's Freaky Food Friday involves the classic combination, suggested, by the way, by Mathis Denecht, I think. Thank you, Mathis, for your suggestion.
Thanks, Mathis.
Of fruit with a hint of fish.
Yuck.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't sound particularly appealing off the top of it. But what he suggested is actually a combination of rice? Prawn crackers.
You've got quite a bag there.
Yeah, I know. Went down to the local Chinese. Got a packet, especially for this.
Delicious.
And I have been nibbling on them thus far this morning.
You have. You haven't come down.
But so that and strawberry jam. Which I kind of, as soon as I said this to my wife last night, Donna was like, oh my God.
That sounds disgraceful. Disgusting. Well, I suppose a prawn cracker is already a little bit sweet, I'm going to say, anyway.
I also don't think there's a terrible amount of fish.
Oh, no.
Or prawn inside of a prawn cracker.
Don't imagine there's any prawn in a prawn cracker.
No. So, you know, it's just an interflavour.
Just a lot of MSG.
Which is, why my eyes are possibly bulging out already.
Just pop a bit of jam on that MSG, why don't you?
This is about the strangest thing I think I've ever done.
That looks disgusting. It's like a little boat. You could fill it up with jam. Maybe that's what he does.
Jam boat.
Do you reckon Mathis fills it up with jam?
Well, I'm not
like a big jam tart.
I'm not going to, because I don't want to get diabetes.
You're going to. Oh, that is crunchy. How's the jam going on that? How does that feel? Because I know prawn crackers are like, you know, you put your tongue on them, they're like a little sponge.
Do you know what it is?
They tingle your tongue.
It's actually like a perfect little rice cracker.
All of the
fishy flavour just sort of melts away, and you've just got, basically, it's like having jam on a cracker.
Jam on a cracker.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
So, instead of crackers, you could just get prawn crackers. Are they cheaper than crackers?
I don't know.
Are you saving any money?
I'm wondering where the actual advantage of this would be. I can't imagine this is particularly good for you,
if
either.
If it cancels out the prawn flavour, what is the point?
Yeah. Because it does.
Unless you've got a whole lot of prawn crackers to get rid of and you're sick of eating them just dry, pop a bit of jam on them.
It shouldn't work.
And Bob's your uncle.
It shouldn't work, but it kind of does.
Okay.
And
so what's your score?
Oh, look, I'll give that. I mean, look, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You could give that to your kids.
Mm.
I mean, I don't think you'd be a responsible parent, but I'd give it a 7.
A 7? 7 out of 10. There you go. Prawn crackers with strawberry jam. Thanks, Mathis.
Mathis, you've enlightened me.
Thank you, Sensei.
I feel like a lot of the stuff that we get has either come from, like, university eating days.
Yeah, when you've got nothing else to eat but a bag of prawn crackers from last week's Chinese.
It's amazing how much you can come up with when you have
no food.
No options. Thank you, Mathis.
Thank you.
If you've got suggestions, please whack them through. You could be enlightened.
Coastlive.com.au is where you can find the link for Freaky Food Friday.
Love it. I'm going to finish these.
Yeah, I know you will.
Nikki and DeMello's. It's a very, very weird world.
I'm staying on our Friday food theme.
Okay.
A snack company in Japan.
Oh, I like it already.
All right. Has come up with a solution to an issue that's plagued humanity since the dawn of time, or certainly since the dawn of the iPhone. How do you snack and scroll?
With one hand.
Well, the Tokyo-based Koikeya has developed one-hand chips.
Right.
A packet of chips that are basically pre-smashed so they can be sipped, drunk, rather than eaten, allowing you to keep one hand free.
Oh, my goodness.
So free to do other things and also free from grease.
I'm sorry, but if you don't know how to eat chips with one hand, you're...
I've been doing that for years.
I figured that out years ago.
You don't need an actual thing for
all
that.
All you do is set yourself up properly. Open the bag.
Right.
Set them down next to you. You know, get it all ready.
Well, that's
and then scroll away and your one hand is free.
You don't even have to sip.
You can
actually eat chips with one hand.
You can a chip. What, chip by
good
chip?
Good point. Good point.
So they've solved an issue that wasn't even an issue.
There are people that are excited about it.
Of course there are. If you're a chip drinker.
So, yeah, for people who can't manage to put their phone down or use a napkin when they eat, so, what, basically uni students, is that it?
I don't know. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Feed. With our plucky entertainment reporter, Nikki Parkinson.
Plucky?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You're an up-and-comer. That's what that means.
That's the plucky.
Yeah.
Okay. I suppose I'll take that.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence, she has just gotten engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Well done. Jay Law's rep revealed she is now engaged to her art gallery director boyfriend, Cook Maroney, after a year of dating. So good luck to the lucky couple. Now, Ozzy Osbourne has been taken to hospital due to complications with the flu.
Oh.
Sharon Osbourne confirmed the news on Twitter yesterday. Last week, Osbourne postponed the European leg of his tour due to illness, so fingers crossed he gets well soon.
Mm.
Now, this iconic show is getting two more seasons, DeMello.
Hey!
So that's right.
It'll now been running for, what, 300 years, is that right?
Correct. No, The Simpsons will have aired 713 episodes by the end of season 32. The Simpsons is 32. The longest running scripted TV show ever. Ever exist.
Yep.
How good's that?
That's pretty good.
Now, some more Grammy drama ahead of the awards ceremony this weekend, with Ariana Grande taking aim at Grammy boss after he claims she pulled out of out of performing as she didn't have enough time to pull a performance together. She responded to his comments via Twitter saying, "I've kept my mouth shut, but now you're lying about me. I can pull a performance together overnight, and you know that, Ken. It was when my creativity and self-expression was stifled by you that I decided not to attend. I hope the show is exactly what you want it to be and more." Boom. Pop okay. Princess out. She will not be at the Grammy Awards this weekend, but her album Thank You Next is due out tomorrow, so we can look forward to that.